Welcome to the Payment Shuttle Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack, and on today's episode, we're going to be talking about payment capabilities. So to help me with this conversation, I have Matt Wilcox, who is the SVP of Market Strategy and Innovation at Fiserv. Now, during this conversation, we're also going to be diving into the First Data Fiserv acquisition. Now, this recording was done at the Money 2020 event in 2019. Now, there's certainly a lot to unpack during this episode, so without any further delay, let's start the show.
So Matt, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. So Fiserv has been growing its presence in the payment space, and even more so with your recent combination with First Data. What is behind this growing focus?
Being able to move and manage money is essential to people's lives. You know, they're thinking about as short-term things like, do I have enough money in my account to buy a new outfit or fill up my gas tank? And really long-term things like buying a first home or saving for retirement. So at Fiserv, we aspire to move money and information in a way that moves the world, which is a recognition of the role the payments play in business and in consumers' lives. Payments is also an incredibly dynamic space with payment types changing and proliferating, and really the emergence of capabilities such as real-time payments. So it's an area where we think we can bring our technology and our expertise together to make a difference in how people live and work.
Excellent. No, I certainly think that's great here. And I think kind of if I could kind of sum it up in one word, and feel free to correct me if you're there. I think obviously with, you know, this combination, it really allows for both organizations to really innovate on top of each other, right? To kind of really bring payments to kind of that next level. Would you think that that's a correct assumption?
Yeah, I think the innovation, both from the people and the skill sets that both legacy companies brought together, the original Fiserv and the original First Data, but then when you look at the various technologies and the different roles that each company has played in payments, it really brings together a holistic view of payments, whether you're talking merchant or small business or consumer or commercial payments. And so the innovation that you can have within payments far exceeds what each company could do on their own.
Excellent. Now, as we kind of take a look at here in terms of just the payment capabilities that are available today, from your standpoint, what should financial institutions be thinking about when it comes to offering payment capabilities to their customers?
Consumers today expect to be able to access services when and where they want, and they want their financial institutions to be able to demonstrate that they know them and really that there is value in that relationship. So in some cases, the technology behind payments really hasn't advanced alongside changing expectations. If you think about the best digital experience you have on any given day, like getting rerouted around traffic so that you're on time to work or to your kid's ballgame, for example, that is an experience that makes your life better. And we're looking at the same standard when it comes to payments. People want payments to be easy, fast, and secure. And we want them to be in the same category of the best digital experiences that people have every day.
Excellent. Now, and I'm certainly glad that you brought up, you know, the experience part of it. And, you know, and a lot of particularly kind of taking a finer scope on here, an area that's been getting a lot of attention in terms of the experience is around bank bill pay here. So bill pay has been an area of payments where financial institutions have historically had a strong presence. So from your perspective, what are some of the key trends that you're seeing in bill pay?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I do think that financial institutions still have a strong hold on the bill pay environment. If you look at the expectations and experience survey that Fiserv does, roughly 65% of consumers have used bank bill pay or online bill pay in the last 30 days, and roughly half of those cite convenience as their motivator. So again, my previous answer, giving them convenience and fast and secure ways to manage their money. But we recognize that it's a competitive space, and so we have to evolve in that. And so with that, we're working on delivering a next generation payment capabilities that really help customers and consumers pay when and how they want and stay on top of their bills. And really putting the financial institution at the center of that. And so that the financial institution is creating a financial wellness money management capability while allowing the consumer to manage their payments in an electronic way, in a convenient way with their financial institution.
Excellent. Certainly very interesting there. Now, well, we're on the subject around Fiserv products there. Now, Fiserv recently announced a launch of a Check-Free Next. Can you tell me about Check-Free Next?
Yeah, Check-Free Next is an enhanced bill payment solution that incorporates a suite of APIs that really empowers the financial institution to seamlessly access our biller network and improve the consumer bill pay experience. And there's a couple of components to that, but we're really positioning CheckFree Next to enable the financial institution to act as the advisor. So as I previously mentioned, helping the financial institution demonstrate and showcase value to the consumer. There's a couple of ways that it does that, but it helps the customers by, in our opinion, simplifying the bill pay experience, offering intelligent suggestions on how to manage finance, when to pay bills, how to pay bills, and then putting more automation into the bill pay process. One of the key highlights in CheckFree Next is our bill discovery feature, which can automatically identify and connect consumers to their billers, so who they have to pay money to their accounts, and then establish that biller as a payee when there's a match. So bill discovery allows for more advisory experiences by reducing and really, in many cases, eliminating manual entry of the payment data. We think that's going to reduce the friction of setting up a new bill payment, and we think that that's the real fundamental idea for CheckFree Next. So it really makes the payment experience at the financial institution much more convenient and brings forward data in a meaningful way.
Excellent. So for my last question here, I'd like to kind of bring back a couple of the key points that you brought up earlier here and kind of tie it into CheckFree Next. So earlier you mentioned the importance of payment speed. So how does CheckFree Next help deliver faster payments?
Yeah, CheckFree Next equips the financial institution with tools to facilitate faster bill payments. So we can connect to more billers with our biller network that I previously mentioned than any other bill payment provider. It is really a core component for Fiserv, which is only going to get stronger with the acquisition of First Data. And this connectivity facilitates faster payments and enables consumers to sign up for a range of notifications, so moving money and information to let them know when a bill has been delivered, when an unpaid bill is due, and when a payment has been completed. And in the future, CheckFree Next is also going to also allow bill payers to receive enhanced notifications that allow payments to be made in real time and instantly reflected in their accounts. So a core critical component of CheckFree Next is not only real time movement of information. We think that goes back to meeting consumer expectations and ultimately having a positive impact on their lives by enabling them to move and manage money in a real modern way. So we're really enhancing CheckFree Next to move at the speed of consumer expectations.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Matt, for taking the time today for speaking to me about bill pay trends and CheckFree Next, and I hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Thank you so much. I really look forward to it.